If you're a facilities manager at a warehouse and your HVAC system goes down, it can turn up the heat, literally. But don't sweat it, Grainger has you covered. Grainger offers over a million industrial-grade products for all your operations, including warehouse HVAC maintenance. And even better, they offer access to experts and fast delivery, so you and your warehouse can both keep your cool. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
WBSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
Welcome back in third and final hour of the program here on Tuesday morning. And we have a lot that we have been discussing this morning, but been focused mostly on what are the best movie lines of all time, the most iconic lines from movies, because it came up on America in the Morning. They said it's "I'll be back" from Arnold Schwarzenegger, but we've got a lot of contenders that have been coming in. Carol Ann says "sweep the leg," which is a very iconic line from Karate Kid, but there's a lot of great lines in Karate Kid and in part two and even a few in part three. If a man can't breathe, a man can't fight. We got some other ones that rolled in via app chat on the WBSM app. DSY says, "If you build it, they will come," which of course is from Field of Dreams. Sherry in New Bedford, "get to the chopper," which I think is just as iconic as "I'll be back" for Arnold. Nick in Fairhaven says, Drago's "I must break you" from Rocky IV. And that's a key line because that really that gives you insight into that character. See, as a kid, you watch that movie. I saw that in the theater when it came out. And as a kid, you're just like, oh, Drago is this bad guy. He's the villain. And then when you watch it later on as an adult, you realize how nuanced it is. And he's not. He's doing what he's forced to do. The line isn't, you know, "I will break you, I'm going to break you." The line is, "I must break you." And it's reluctant. He's doing it because he's a Russian during the Soviet Empire. His will is not his own. He's being forced to be this monster, which adds a lot of nuance to that character. And, by the way, because I'm going to be in Belchertown tonight, Cheese Grits and Dartmouth says, "Belchertown, class of 98, we'll get all of your friends from high school that are still around to come and show up tonight so we can pack the Clapp Memorial Library. We want to fill that place up." And let's see. We got some other movie lines that came in via Facebook on the WBSM Facebook page. You can enter those in there as well. So let me go to newest. Jeff says, "Let me explain. No, there's too much. Let me sum up." I don't know if I remember what that's from. It might be the first one that stumped me. Joe says, "Frankly, I don't give a damn." Natalie, another vote for "You're going to need a bigger boat." Mark, another vote for "Go ahead, make my day." John, quoting another Mel Brooks line from Blazing Saddles, "Where are all the white women at?" Which is still a very funny line. Michael quotes the line, "Badges? We don't need no stinking badges." Steve, "I'll have what she's having" from When Harry Met Sally. And I think we're caught up there as well. So we've got a lot that are rolling in, but you can still get yours in. 508-996-0500. App chat, open line voicemail on the WBSM app. Sarah texting in saying, "Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn." So that's up there with "We're going to need a bigger boat" in terms of the number of votes that it's getting. And for a long time, I think that was the iconic movie quote. And I bet you if you go back and you watch like a 1980s special on movies. That's going to be the number one movie line. There's a recency bias that happens in a lot of these cases, but I think, you know, until that point, especially in the 80s, because that's when Ted Turner started coming out with all these colorized films. And that's when you saw the colorized version of Gone with the Wind come out and hit television and became a big deal. But I remember they used to run that annually on, I think it was NBC, used to run it before Turner started holding back the rights on some of these movies. So if you remember, you would get the annual showing of Gone with the Wind, all 3+ hours of it. Then CBS had the annual showing. I think it was usually around Thanksgiving, or then there was also one in around Easter of The Wizard of Oz. You got It's a Wonderful Life at Christmas time. I think the last couple of years, instead of running that on NBC, they just put it on Peacock. So there's definitely changes in the way that people watch these older films. So I don't think that those lines are as prevalent in people's minds anymore. In the 1980s, yeah, that line would have been far and away number one. But now a combination of those movies aren't seen as much anymore, combined with the fact that there's a recency bias, you'll get a lot more movies from, say, 1980 to 2024 with people quoting it. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
Good morning.
How you doing?
I thought I could squeeze a call in. I'm on the way to the doctor right now. How about Wendy? I'm home.
What's that from?
The Shining. Jack Nicholson at the door. Wendy, oh. I'm home.
Well, that...
You know, he's holding the actor.
Yeah, no, that's Here's Johnny.
Here's Johnny?
Yeah, that's what he says. When he cracks open the door with the axe.
He says, Wendy, I'm home.
He must say that before Here's Johnny, because when he cracks through the door, he says, Here's Johnny.
Well, yes, I hear Johnny, but I also hear him say, Wendy, I'm home.
So that must come before it, yeah.
And what about Poltergeist? They're back.
Well, that's Poltergeist 2, they're back. Poltergeist 1 is they're here.
Okay, so I forget the number. Where are we going to get it? Now, there must be some favorite lines from, like, the Titanic or Jaws or something.
Well, there's a lot of people quoting, we're going to need a bigger boat from Jaws. But I think the better line from Jaws is, smile, you son of a, as he's shooting the shark at the end. That's a better line.
And what about that line? I don't know if it's in the movie. I was thinking it was. Talk to the hand. You hold your hand out, you say, talk to the hand.
Yeah, I mean, I know it was a popular thing. It must have been in a movie, but I can't remember what movie it would have been in.
Wasn't that Arnold Schwarzenegger?
He might have said that in a movie, yeah.
But the one that I thought of first was that I'm home. Or honey, I'm home. No, it was Wendy, I'm home.
Do you remember what he wrote on the typewriter?
No, I don't. But I do remember he was typing something.
All work and no play makes Jack a dull boy.
Oh, what about, there must be something from Groundhog Day.
I think most people will remember Ned Ryerson. I think that's probably the thing most people would quote from that.
He would yell out, would you please stop the goddamn banging? Remember when he yelled that out? I didn't want to say that goddamn, but he said that in the movie.
I still like when he yells at the groundhog, don't drive angry.
Yeah. And what about E.T. Phone Home? Anybody say that one?
Yeah, we got that one. Mm-hmm. Do you remember what E.T.'s final departing words are to Elliot, though? Do you remember what he says?
No, I don't.
He says, be good.
Yeah, that's going to work. Well, thank you. I got to get driving.
All right. Good luck at the doctor.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You too. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Good morning, Tim.
How you doing?
How about... Good. How you doing? How about You Can't Handle the Truth?
Yeah.
I'm sure that's probably on there. Was that already on there?
Somebody did mention that, but that's a classic line. And that's a line that got new life in Boston, because when Paul Pierce was playing for the Boston Celtics, they would frequently, you know, whenever he had a really good play or had a really good game, they'd put that clip up on the Jumbotron.
No kidding. I just saw it on
the screen. I want answers.
I forgot who.
You want answers? I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
Yeah. Yep. I got your book. I told you they couldn't find it, right?
Oh, you found it?
They found it at Walgreens. It was way behind all the other. Who puts them away for you?
I don't know. I don't stock the shelves.
I had five people looking for them, and they found it. So I have it here. But I haven't read it yet because I'm visiting pairs. So I'm waiting for something to come in for me to read it.
But you got one of the signed copies?
Yes, I did, with the ghost on it.
Yeah.
Is that a ghost or outline of a body?
Outline of a body? I don't know. What are you talking about?
Oh, maybe a little kid wrote it. No, it said Spookula. Be a Spookula.
Yeah, it says Stay Spooktacular, and then I signed my name, but I didn't draw anything else on it.
Oh, there was like it looked like a ghost with a pen, and it was, I have that.
Somebody's writing in my books besides me.
Maybe a ghost did it. I don't know, but some young girl found it, and they were like, I think there was like two left, and she brought them both over to me, and I picked that one. And she was very nice. So anyway, I got it. I'm just waiting for I have, like I said, vision impaired. So I have I have to get new batteries for this thing that I use to read the book, because I had the big CCTV, but I can still see, but it's just too small for me to see. So that blows it all up for me. So that's what I'm waiting for. And then my nephew wants to read it.
Many,
I want to read it first.
Many people have told me that they've read that book in one sitting. And I'm like, that's not really a compliment, but thank you.
That'll take me a while. I'm a slow reader. But what's the other one that you got out now, too, with the objects? That's about to be a real good one, too.
Yeah, Haunted Objects, Stories of Ghosts on Your Shelf. So that's a book I wrote with my friend Chris Balzano. So there's there's only one book, but there's two different covers for it because the publisher went out of business. So then we self-published it under a different cover. So because we didn't have the rights to the first cover. So you'll see. You know, you might see two different versions of it, but it's essentially the same book. We just updated the new version a little bit with a few things.
Oh, great. Because I know I have that in my bedroom from, because I have my parents' bedroom that they passed with, in the other room. But anyway, I know I find things in different spots and from my sisters and my parents, I think. So.
Oh.
I know I do. Yeah. When they were in one spot in the morning, and I find it the next day on the bureau, and it's not on that. It's usually on the end table. It's weird. But anyway, yes. But I love it. All righty, then. I thought I'd tell you that
I appreciate it. Thank you.
I think they only had two left because she brought the two over. Because we have this one that was signed, and that one that had, and my friend says to me, Kathy says to me, she goes, get this one. I think it's a ghost that he drew over the bottom. Wouldn't that, it'd be weird if it was just a sign.
Yeah, I didn't put it in sister. There. I don't know how that got in there.
No, especially when they were like behind. They had books everywhere in that store. They were like all up and down the aisle, so that was kind of hard to. But I found it was towards the Photoshop part where they had the photos. But anyway, all right, you have a great day. I got to go to the doctor's too.
You as well. Well, good luck to you as well.
Thanks. See you later.
Have a good day.
Bye-bye. You too.
And let's take another call here. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Good morning to you.
How you doing?
So, I'm great. I just got out of work, and I put my radio on, tuned in, and I'm hearing a bunch of famous movie quotes. So, I thought I'd chime in and see if anybody has put this one out there yet.
Sure.
Nobody puts baby in the corner.
Nobody has said that yet, surprisingly.
Wow. That was the first one that came to mind, and I just figured somebody must have came out and said it already. Took my chances.
Definitely the most famous line from that movie, but there's a lot of good lines in that movie.
Yes, there is. Well, it was all around good movie to begin with, so yeah, very memorable.
All right. Well, thank you for the call.
Thank you. You have a wonderful day.
You too.
Okay. Bye-bye.
And let's take one more quick call before we got to go to a break. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
I'm sorry. Can I call you back?
That's okay. Go right ahead.
When I thought of Schwarzenegger, I thought of this one. You mess with me, you mess with my whole family.
What's that one from?
It was from Danny DeVito, Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Oh, Twins? I haven't seen Twins in forever.
Yeah, but wasn't it good? Oh, it was funny.
Yeah.
You mess with me, you mess with my whole family. That's what the Italians do, you know.
Arnold's very good in comedies.
Yeah, he is.
Kindergarten Cop is hilarious. Junior was pretty funny. Jingle All the Way.
I always admire him a lot when he was, during the time when he was starting out with the weightlifting and all that. His whole story and about his dad and everything. I don't want to get into that. But But then after what he did, it changed my whole mind about him. Too bad. I really admired him a lot back in the day. Okay, thanks for the call.
All right, have a good day.
Bye-bye.
And, there's a great documentary about Arnold now on Netflix, too, that you can check out. 508-996-0500. I've got to take a break here. Why don't I get that done? We can get into some more movie quotes. Again, 508-996-0500. App chat, open line voicemails on the WBSM app. You can also send those in on Facebook underneath the post on the WBSM Facebook page. Or I'd like to hear you do an open line voicemail impression. Open up your WBSM app. Hit the open line button and then select that you're going to record audio, or you can send a video, whatever way you're happy sending it over. But then record that of you delivering the line and then send it over to me. And I think then we can play, as long as it's one we can play on the radio, and then we'll put it on the air and you'll be famous for your impression. I mean, if you could say things that aren't appropriate for the radio, you know, maybe I'd do the whole watch speech from Pulp Fiction. But I can't do that on the radio. There's too many bad words that I can't say. And then, actually, I could probably recite that whole movie as I did with the Ezekiel 25:17 speech. Just, it's burned into my brain, the whole movie. But so much of it is stuff I couldn't say on the air. All right, 508-996-0500. We will be right back. And welcome back. And we'll get into some more movie quotes coming up in just a moment, but let's go to the phones. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
I got a movie quote.
All right, what do you got?
I got fun coupons.
Fun coupons. Yes. Is that...
That's not the whole quote.
Okay.
But if you're familiar with the movie, you're going to know exactly what that is, and you can picture it as he's on the top deck of his yacht, fluttering money down on the FBI agents.
Oh, now you got me stumped.
Hey, fellas, look what I found in my pocket. Look, a year's salary right here. You know what I call them? Fun coupons. Leonardo DiCaprio, Wolf of Wall Street.
Oh, I've never seen it.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That's one of my absolute favorite movies. Like, really, such a great movie. The other one is, I'm not leaving. I ain't effing leaving. That's another quote for Wolf of Wall Street, where he was in the broker's room, and they were trying to get him fired.
I don't know why I haven't seen it, but I haven't gotten around to seeing it yet.
Such an iconic movie. So it's such a good movie, and it's so new. Like, it, I don't know. I love that movie. But yeah, that's one of my favorite movie. I use it all the time. I use it all the time. Whenever I see somebody and I just like throw like dollar bills, I'm like, look, fun coupons, a year's salary. But yeah, it's true. But I was trying to think of some other iconic ones from like older movies.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't really think of one from Jaws. Like, nothing that stuck out. I was trying to think of like good iconic like horror movies or something like that. Like,
well,
Jaws. I was like,
there's really a few famous lines from Jaws. So there's, we're going to need a bigger boat, which a lot of people are saying. Smile, you son of a, as he shoots the shark at the end of the film, shoots the tank and blows up the shark. And then, the one about, I can't say it on the air, but the one about the mayor and the 4th of July. So
I'm gonna have to look that one up.
When he's talking about how they can't shut down the beach. There's a few from that. I think I think you'd be hard pressed to find any iconic lines from Jaws 2, 3, or 4, but
right.
At least there's a few in Jaws 1. But as a kid, man, I watched Jaws 3 more than any of the other ones because it was always on HBO.
Right. Yeah, it was. It was. My other favorite movies of all time was Rocky 4.
Oh, yeah.
My ultimate favorite. That's my favorite Rocky. And then just one of my, like, it's tied with Wolf of Wall Street right up there at the top. Like, it's both of, like, the top movie that I've ever seen. But, yeah, that's one quote that I figured nobody really chimed in on, Wolf of Wall Street.
No, nobody had. And, you know, of all the lines that you can quote from Rocky IV, you know what the one is that I probably said the most?
Go ahead.
Happy birthday, Polly. I quote the robot because every time it's somebody's birthday, I say that. It's like the dumb.
Now that you said it, I visualize it in the living room. Yeah, as it's going through.
Nobody remembers what I'm talking about. Tell me, like, remember the robot in Rocky IV? Oh yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's lost. Yeah, a lot of people forget he had like a random robot in his mansion just roaming around.
That was Polly's gift. That was Polly's birthday gift. The robot.
Yeah, and the kid and I remember the kid during the fight. The kid was there watching the fight on TV with the robot.
Yep, yep. By the way, speaking of Stallone, do you watch Tulsa King?
No.
Oh, you got to check that out. It's on Paramount Plus. Really, really good. He's great in it.
Really? All right. Yeah, I'll check it out.
All right. You have a good day.
Bye, bud. You too. Later.
All right. We do have a caller on hold. I'm going to ask that you just hang on because Phil's waiting to do the news. We'll take you as soon as we come back from the news. But right now, take it away, Phil Devitt.
Election Day now 1 week away. Millions have already voted. Eyes on the next storm brewing in the Caribbean. And a Daily Show extension for Jon Stewart.
From the WBSM newsroom, this is WBSM News.
It's now 1 week to Election Day, with Kamala Harris and Donald Trump giving their closing arguments. Former President Trump spoke to a group of faith leaders as he campaigned in the battleground state of Georgia on Monday.
We were a really, people would say, a Christian and really religious, even other faiths country. And that seems to be heading in the wrong direction.
Trump went on to say the nation needs religion because it's like the glue that holds it together. Vice President Harris was in Michigan, making three stops in that battleground state. Both vice presidential nominees J.D. Vance and Tim Walz were in Wisconsin. Early voting is taking place across many states with heavy turnout in many places. So far, some 42 million people across the country have already cast their ballots. Officials have reported record-breaking early voting turnout in several swing states, including Georgia and North Carolina. Actor Jay Johnston is being sentenced to 1 year in prison related to the January 6th Capitol riot. Lisa Taylor with more.
He pleaded guilty to interfering with law enforcement during civil disorder in July. On the day of the riot, Johnston used a stolen police riot shield to form a wall in a tunnel against police officers and was part of pinning an officer against a doorframe. Johnston is known for his roles in Bob's Burgers and Arrested Development. I'm Lisa Taylor.
Forecasters are tracking what could become the next tropical depression or storm. Brian Shook reports.
The National Hurricane Center in Miami says the system could develop from a broad area of low pressure that's likely to form over the Caribbean in a few days. It's being given a 40% chance of developing late this week or this weekend. While the system poses no threat to the continental U.S. within the next week, forecasters say interests in the Caribbean Sea should monitor its progress. I'm Brian Shook.
Iran says it will use all the tools at its disposal to respond to Israeli attacks on military targets in the country over the weekend. Israel carried out airstrikes on a number of missile factories and other sites in Iran, retaliation for an October 1st missile attack on the Jewish state, itself retaliation for Israeli assassinations in Tehran and Beirut. An Iranian foreign ministry spokesman said there would be a response. Subway is being accused of grossly misleading customers over the amount of meat that's in their sandwiches. A proposed class action lawsuit says advertisements for the fast food chain shows steak and cheese sandwiches containing 200% more meat than what customers actually receive. The lawsuit was filed Monday in Brooklyn federal court. And Jon Stewart will stay behind the Daily Show desk through next year. He's agreed to extend his current deal until December of 2025. Stewart returned to the Daily Show earlier this year to host shows on Mondays leading up to November's election. He left the show in 2015 after hosting since 1999. The Daily Show has been without a permanent host since Trevor Noah departed in 2022.
WBSM Sports.
Bruins back at TD Garden tonight to welcome the Philadelphia Flyers to Boston. Celtics heading to Indiana to play the Pacers on Wednesday. Patriots heading to Tennessee to play the Titans on Sunday. And tonight, Game 4 of the MLB World Series, Dodgers and Yankees at 8 o'clock.
Now your ABC 6 South Coast forecast.
It's going to be a cloudy day here on the South Coast, but warmer only slightly, with a chance of showers overnight. Wednesday clearing to some sunshine and warmer, reaching the 70s in some places. Halloween looks to be the winner of the week with highs near 80. but we're looking for a cold front to bring showers and cooler temperatures back to the South Coast in time for the weekend. This WBSM News Update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy, only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven. I'm Phil Devitt for WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's news talk station, WBSM, and get all of our content and breaking news alerts with the WBSM app.
All right, let's go back to the phones, 508-996-0500. Good morning, you're next on WBSM.
Hey, Tim, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
Well, good. So this movie is an older movie, is Academy Award winner, and its line is one word, and that word was the famous line. It was one word, and that word was Rosebud.
Oh. That was Citizen Kane.
You got it. It's one word everyone remembers. It started the movie and it ended the movie.
But not everybody remembers what Rosebud was, but it was Charles Foster Kane's beloved sled from when he was a kid.
That's it. You got it. I was hoping to stump you, but nope, I can't do it.
No, that was what, 1941, I think?
I'm not sure. I thought it was a little bit earlier, but sounds about right. It's a great story, but... That was the word. So anyway, you have a great day.
You as well. Take care. And I remember having to watch that movie in high school when we started taking. So when I was in high school, they had the AV department and I wanted to be part of it. Yeah, 1941. I just double checked. And they had the AV department, and I had friends that were part of it, and I wanted to be part of it. Because I was, fascinated then with, movie making and all that kind of stuff. And I wanted to be part of it. And I wanted to produce the morning show that we put on every day. That was like a TV show. And it was really like kind of laid back the way they did everything. And then the year that I could finally join, they changed things and they merged it into the art department. And then it became, not only is it the media studies, but you had to take the art side of it as well. So like now the art teacher is teaching us about lighting and shot composition and all this stuff. And I'm like, oh, this is what I want to join. I didn't join for this. But it was valuable to learn all that. And they had us watch Citizen Kane to learn about, like some of the ways that they shot that film. The way that they shot it from below pointing up to make Orson Welles look taller than everybody. And to make him this larger-than-life figure. And the use of shadows and lighting and things like that. And it's what a great film overall. Not just the story, but technically the way that it was made. From a guy that was coming from radio. So I was a fan of it even from then. But I haven't watched it in a long time. I probably should give it a rewatch pretty soon. 508-996-0500. We've got some more messages that are coming in. Let's see. We have Smoke in Fairhaven with You Can't Handle the Truth from A Few Good Men. Everett in New Bedford. Wolfman's Got Nards from the Monster Squad. We've got Nick, Ignore the Bird, Follow the River from Willow. Nana, Yes, Virginia, There is a Santa Claus. Gibo, If You Build It, They Will Come. Jeff says, have fun storming the castle. That's where the other one came from. Also from Princess Bride. I don't know why I didn't think of that at first. Skeddy with Wax On, Wax Off from The Karate Kid. Sunny or Sunny, I don't know which, I'm assuming Sunny, with the two Utes from My Cousin Vinny. Hatch, a line that comes to mind often when listening to talk radio is from the movie Stripes. Lighten up, Francis. And Dan says, I think the most iconic of all time would probably be I'll Be Back from Arnold Schwarzenegger. So you can get your answers in for the most iconic movie line. Facebook, app chat, open line voicemails, and phone calls, 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Good morning.
How you doing?
Pretty good. I got a couple. One of them is from the 40s, and another one is from the early 50s. So there may be a lot of people out there who have really never heard these, but... James Cagney in White Heat at the end of the movie when he's standing, I believe, on the side of a water tower. He's trapped by the police, and he says, top of the world, Ma.
Mm-hmm.
And then Marlon Brando, I believe it was, in On the Waterfront, I could have been a contender.
Yeah,
I could have been somebody.
I could have been somebody. I could have been a contender. Yep.
Yep. That's all I got.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
Okay. Bye.
And let's take another call here. 508-996-0500. You are next on WBSM. Oh, let me press the button. There we go. Hold on. I don't know why the button wasn't working. There you are.
Oh, I was wondering where that bing was. I'm sorry calling back, but I just said, Masha, Masha, Masha on the Brady Bunch.
Well, they did work that into the movie, so technically it does count.
I love the movie.
The movie was so good.
It's on this week. Yeah, it's on again.
And the sequel was very good, too.
And the kids never heard of them. The kids are all smaller, so they're like, but they loved it. They sort of thought it was funny because none of them was swearing.
Because I remember when that movie came out, and I was like, how are they going to make a movie of the Brady Bunch? How is that going to be, you know, even remotely entertaining? And it turned out to be one of the funniest movies of the 90s.
Oh, God, it was great. It was great. And then the other one with George Glass. What's her name? Sister Jan.
Mm-hmm.
Her boyfriend's name was George. Then she was making him up, and she sees a glass there. It's with George Glass. Oh, I could watch that all day.
I still use that name for a made up name. I have two fake names that I use for things. When I have to give a name and I give a fake name, I'll give George Glass. And then my other one that I'll always give is also from a movie. I'll say that my name is John Cocktoston. Do you remember what that's from?
No.
Another movie full of great lines, Fletch with Chevy Chase.
Oh, I love Chevy Chase. No, but I never saw that one.
Whenever I go to pay something, I say, oh, charge that to the Underhill account. Nobody ever gets what I'm talking about, though.
Oh, good. I know a guy's last name that, too. Yeah. That's funny. That is funny. But anyway, I just had to bring up Brady Bunch because it's been on like last week and this week. So, and the movie was on. My brother had the kids all upstairs in his room and watching it. And they're like laughing because everything is down. And don't you say that, Greg. You know, and it's like, they will crack it up because nowadays the kids have, you know.
Of course,
they
yeah.
They all do.
Yeah. Well, but I'll tell you what. I hope you have a sunshine day.
Yeah, you too.
Keep on, keep on, keep on. Day. All right. Have a good day.
You too. Bye.
All right, 508-996-0500. Got a few more here that came in via Facebook, and you can put this under our post on our Facebook page, the WBSM Facebook page. Peter, another vote for we're going to need a bigger boat in Jaws. Vanessa with You're Killing Me Smalls from The Sandlot, and she says, okay, maybe not the most famous, but a good one. I would say that's probably the most famous line from that movie. There's a lot in that movie, but I'd say that's probably the most famous. Let's see. Troy voted for I'll Be Back. And I think that covers all of them so far. So you can get yours in still. I'm going to take a break right now, but give me a call, 508-996-0500. App chat, open line voicemails, Facebook. What is the most iconic movie line of all time? Jaws is in the lead right now, I think, with We're Going to Need a Bigger Boat. Come on, we can do better than that. Jaws is not as great of a movie as everybody makes it out to be. Every year around the 4th of July, I cause trouble for myself by saying that, but it's just the way that I feel. It's a good movie, but I don't think it's the masterpiece that everybody makes it out to be. There are much more iconic lines than that. We'll be back in just a few moments. Phones 508-996-0500. You are next on WBSM.
Yeah, I just put you on, and I don't know if these came across. How about when Harry met Sally, I'll have what she's having?
Yep, mm-hmm. That's a classic line.
Yeah. And a taxi driver, you talking to me? You talking to me?
I don't see anybody else here. You must be talking to me.
Yeah. And let's see. The Godfather, I'll make him an offer he can't refuse.
Yeah, but you know what line from The Godfather is getting the most votes?
I don't know.
Leave the gun, take the cannoli.
Yeah, okay. But again, you know, I'll have a few. And then a classic one, where most people, probably young people won't know, from Casablanca. Here's looking at you, kid.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I would have thought that was one of the most iconic lines of all time. Like that would be like number one or frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn would be number one. But I think as I was saying before, there's like a recency bias where people don't know those older films anymore. So those kind of fall off the list.
Yeah, generation gap, put it that way.
Yeah.
All right, my friend.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right, let's go to another call here. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Hi. What about, there's no crying in baseball.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, League of Their Own.
In fact, I saw a friend of mine put up a picture. He dressed his two daughters as Rockford Peaches, and he was dressed up as Jimmy. And he put a picture up, and that was the caption of the title, the caption of the photo.
Oh, have a good day.
All right, you as well. And let's take one more here. Good morning. You're next on WBSM. There we go.
Good morning. I just came up with one more, and it's actually my favorite line from a movie all time. Do you remember the movie in the 60s where George Kennedy won a Best Supporting Actor nomination? It's a Paul Newman movie.
Yeah, Cool Hand Luke.
They played prisoners in a chain gang, Georgia.
Yep, Cool Hand Luke, one of my favorite movies
that's
of all time.
It, that's it, yeah. And my favorite line is at the end when they trap Paul Newman in a, I don't know, a chicken barn or something. And the sheriff uses a bullhorn and says, "What we have here is a failure to communicate."
Yep. Strother Martin, he was the actor who played that role. And another great line from that movie, too. "Can nobody eat 50 eggs?"
Yeah. I was a big Paul Newman fan back in the day. I liked all his movies.
That is one of the greatest movies I've ever seen. I love that movie, Cool Hand Luke.
Yeah, so do I. Thank you.
All right, have a good day.
Bye now.
And, of course, anytime I'm using the restroom, you know, using a urinal or maybe going outside, not to get gross, but there's somebody else around, I yell, "Snake in the grass, boss, snake in the grass." Nobody knows what I'm talking about unless they've seen the movie. But anyway, let's see. I got a little time here before I got to take another break. So if you want to get in your movie quotes, see, if you've never seen Cool Hand Luke, it is a movie that holds up, even though it's now, you know, over 50 years old. It holds up as a film about railing against authority. In that movie, Paul Newman plays a real anti-hero. He's a guy who, you know, he's not a bad guy. He's not a criminal. He just got drunk one night and, as they say, took the heads off of some parking meters, and they arrested him and threw him in a prison work camp. And so he deals with, you know, these people who are in a position of power who have let that go to their heads. And he's rebelling against that authority and won't give up and won't be broken. And I don't want to ruin it for you if you've never seen it, but again, the movie's over 50 years old now, so, I mean, it's not really a spoiler alert. But you think he gets broken, but he doesn't. And it's a movie that resonated with a lot of people in the 60s, but still holds true today. So you kids out there, if you've never seen Cool Hand Luke, absolutely watch it. It is well worth your time. And it's probably my favorite of all of Paul Newman's films. And he's great in everything, which I'm surprised nobody mentioned the line from Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid. "Who are these guys?" I thought that might have come up. Anyway, 508-996-0500. Still have the app chat open. Still have the Facebook page open. You can get those movie quotes over. And we'll try to get them all in before the end of the morning. Just a little bit of a, you know, more relaxed topic. We're a week away from the election. And as we get closer, things are going to get crazier. We've got everything that's been going on with that. The Trump rally in Madison Square Garden, the comments that were made by Tony Hinchcliffe and others, and also the comments that were made about that rally from the other side, calling it a, you know, likening it to a Nazi rally that happened in Madison Square Garden. I mean, I told you it's going to get more and more ridiculous as we get closer to Election Day, and it has. So it's nice to be able to take a break and talking about something that is a little bit mindless for a day and something that everybody has an opinion on and we can have disagreements about, but everybody will still remain friends afterwards. Unless you tell me Jaws is the greatest movie of all time, then we're going to have a problem. 508-996-0500. I'm kidding. We'll be right back.
When you travel far, get yourself a sweet Madonna dressed in rhinestone satin on a pedestal of abalone shell. Going 90, I ain't scary, 'cause I got the Virgin Mary assuring me that I won't go.
And when you watch watch that movie, if that scene doesn't completely gut you, then, I mean, even an unfeeling jerk like me. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Hello. Good morning.
What's on your mind?
Well, I don't know if these would apply, but could I? I'll start with my first one that I think was pretty awesome. What evil lurks in the hearts of men?
So that would have been the shadow, right?
The shadow knows, mm-hmm. Right? Say, kids, what time is it?
Well, that would have been TV, though, right? That's Howdy Doody.
Yeah, good. Look up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. No, it's...
Obviously Superman.
Superman. I am the night. I am...
Oh, I don't know that one, I don't think.
That was in the first movie, Batman.
Oh, I don't know why I don't...
On the roof.
Yeah.
He tells the villain, I am the night. Who are you? Who are you? The villain says, and I am the night. I am Batman. Who was that masked man?
That's the Lone Ranger.
Yes. What a revolting development this is.
That one I don't think I know.
The Life of Riley.
Yeah, you're going,
he always said that every time he got into trouble.
Ah. Yeah, you're going back there for sure.
Ah, Pancho. Ah, Cisco.
I would guess that's a version of Don Quixote?
No, it's a Western. The Cisco Kid.
Oh, yeah, I don't know that one.
Yeah, it came on. It was a TV Western that came on, I believe, in the...